Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So this great event, and I love that it was no strings attached, no charge, so everyone could just relax and enjoy. That happened on the 5th of September, thanks to Daphne at the Theatre on the Square. And so Mo Magic, who is the James Bond of magic, Mohammed Murad, was the magician, an illusionist, and we've got him on the show. So delighted to have him. Mo, welcome. So great to have you on the show.
Nikki, it is an absolute joy to be here with you and the team.
Oh my goodness, your voice has lit up the airwaves. What can I say, Mo? Wonderful, wonderful energy, Mo. Before we go into this wonderful evening, I'm so curious because I know that you're an engineer. And so, which means that you've got this curious mind, and it means you like to know how things work, although I'm really projecting onto you, aren't I? But I would love to know how you came across this world of becoming an illusionist and a magician once you have this, you know, this engineering background.
That's a lovely question. And I'm going to answer that, but please remind me once I've answered that to comment on something that you had said in your discussion with Michelle and something that she had said. I don't want to lose track of that, but
okay,
I'll come back.
I'll remind you.
So yes, so my passion for the art of magic really began when I was a 21-year-old engineering student at varsity. Whilst I loved science and technology growing up and at university, I began to question my path and my purpose in life. Now, I'll pause there because it's not something that a 21-year-old normally does, but I consider myself an old soul and I'm very reflective and introspective with myself and my life. And I started attending personal development classes on the weekend where I learned that we could consciously choose the quality of life we wanted for ourselves. It didn't matter where we came from or what our past experience was, but that insight of being able to consciously choose the quality of life for ourselves was a real mind-blowing, for lack of a better word, life insight. Right. And then I began to consciously question things, and I made an intention to God. And I said, "Dear God, please show me my path, my purpose, something where I can have fun, but also make a meaningful contribution." And Nikki, a few weeks later, I was sitting with my best friend. We're still in touch all these years later. And we were working on our design project at his apartment. After about 2 hours, he said, "Mo, put the telly on. I'll put the kettle on." He made the coffee and I put the TV on. And I saw a repeat of a TV show, magic show, that I had seen 3 years prior. However, when I saw it 3 years prior, I dismissed it as camera tricks. But that night, something inside of my solar plexus, right there where my heart is, shifted. Seeing these people respond with delight, with joy, with astonishment, just made me feel like this is what I want to do. It was totally surreal. I had no idea that I'd be doing something like this. I have an elder brother, 9 years my senior, who was the one I went to for these personal development classes. But when he was a kid, he would do magic tricks. I learned one magic trick my entire schooling career, and that was it. It never really resonated with me. But from that night, this passion was ignited, and it grew from a part-time hobby to a part-time career. And then, just like how the DL Link was formed in 2010, March 31st, I made the bold decision to leave a stable, lucrative career of being an engineer and project manager to follow my passion. And it has been an absolutely incredible journey. It has not been an easy journey, more particularly the first few years, but it is one that I have no regrets on. And it's allowed me to travel the globe, have a primetime 13-part record-breaking TV series, tour South Africa with theater shows and abroad as well. And it's just something that I absolutely love doing. And my mission is spreading joy with the art of magic. And that's why I do it.
I love that. Spreading joy with the art of magic. And as I said, you know, with this engineering mind and then going to this personal development, you know, with your brother, where he said that you can consciously choose your quality of life. Do you find that you've merged the two? I mean, even though you're not practicing engineering, there is a merging with what you're doing now, or am I completely wrong?
Most definitely. The analytical engineering part of me helps me break down problems, not just in terms of creating these magical illusions, but just in terms of creating an experience. So a lot of my work, 90% of my work, is corporate work, where I MC and entertain and help my clients plan their programs, plan their events. So this engineering mindset helps tremendously with that. And it's complemented by the creative, artsy, entertainment side that helps with the presentation, with the theatrical elements. And together, I feel it gives me a unique niche to be able to serve my audiences, whether they be corporate, private, theater, whatever it is.
Mm. And then, of course, I mean, as you say, mainly corporate, but this record-breaking 13 part-time prime-time TV magic series. Tell us about that, being the only African magician.
Yeah, so it was one of the things that I was very passionate about, because I hadn't seen a South African in a long time sharing or expressing themselves with the art of magic on television with South Africans in the audience, whether it be in a studio or out in the street or at popular locations. It was something that I worked on for quite a while, and that became a reality, and I was so delighted by it.
Yes, carry on. I wonder, are you still there, Mo?
I am. I think somebody's just come on to the call.
Yes, someone's just come on. Perhaps I think Alan's just come on. Alan, if you could just mute, that would be super. Thank you so much. Sorry, Mo, please continue.
No problem. And then my most recent streaming production is currently on Showmax. It's called Mo Magic Live. And that was the theater production that I first met Michelle at. She was invited as a guest. She saw me there and she was delighted about that. And that's how I first got to hear about the DL Link. I served the DL Link as an MC and entertainer at one of the events a year and a half ago. And Michelle and I have always kept in touch. And the one thing that I wanted to mention about Michelle coming onto this call is that when I heard her on this call speaking to you, it reminds me about every time that I speak with her, her passion for contribution with the DL Link is evident. Just as how I'm passionate about spreading joy, she's passionate about providing for the cancer warriors, their families. And it's having them all at my theater show for a private performance was truly magical on multiple levels. Because for me, yes, there is a way that the magic is done, but it's not about, for me, it's not about tricking people with magic. It's about giving them an experience of joy, delight, and excitement. And seeing the benefactors, the families, the cancer warriors sitting there in the audience, a number of them joining me up on stage, participating in the experience. You know, at its very minimum, they had an evening of pure escapism with entertainment interaction that was family orientated, that took them away from their challenges that they face on a daily basis. But I also had wonderful feedback from people and about people who joined me on stage who were going through a lot of emotional challenges, and how the evening was just such a relief and such a break for them. So I think the evening was a success on multiple levels. One, for me as the artist and entertainer wanting to delight people. But two, for the DL Link to, as part of this gratitude evening, to give their supporters, their benefactors, the people who work tirelessly day in, day out, an evening of entertainment, family-oriented entertainment, as Michelle mentioned, because it's very rare nowadays that you can take the entire family out, from a grandparent to a parent to a child, and everybody get to enjoy the experience. And I think the one final thing I'd like to say is that there's a synergy between the show and the DL link, because for me, magic is about giving people that experience, and the DL link are working their magic day in, day out, tirelessly to give those affected directly and indirectly by the challenges faced a sense of delight, relief, and wonder.
You put it so well, Mo. You put it so, so well. And I'm sure for you, it must have been an incredibly rewarding experience. You go into corporate, you do your shows, and here, as you said, in this kind of private get together, and you creating your magic and seeing that response and allowing people, that giving them the opportunity to just escape, must have really been very special. And before I say goodbye, Mo, I want to say, you know, I believe in magic. So while you may plan everything, I'm one of those who absolutely believes in magic. I believe in miracles, I believe in magic, and I love coming to watch shows like yours because it reminds me that magic exists in the world. And that sometimes the magic is just actually watching the beautiful buds now on the trees, slowly starting to burst in a magnificent blossom or a beautiful flower. I think it's magical. So I'm so grateful for people like you, Mo, who keep us connected to the world of magic, because without that, wow, you know.
Nick, before you say goodbye to Mo.
Yes.
I would like to say two things again, Nikki. Thank you for creating the magic of this incredible show that we host week after week together, you and Lee, that has an enormously large listenership because of the quality of the show. But I do just want to say to Mo, we are waiting to hear good news, Mo, as far as we know. We haven't heard anything yet. So
yes.
There a reveal.
Nikki, I shared the news with Michelle that my wife and I are expecting, and we had our weekly checkup with the doctor this morning, and he tells us that everything is progressing perfectly. My wife is 37 weeks pregnant, and he basically says that baby will join us within the next 3 weeks. So Michelle, I was let you know
good.
That
we look forward to sharing good news.
Thank you.
Magically and, good news.
Yes, yes.
Miraculously and magic, Nick.
Oh, that's wonderful. All the best with that, Mo. That's just such fabulous news.
Thank
honestly,
you.
That's beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You so much. So two final things to close off. Michelle, once again, thank you to your team for your wonderful work that you continue to do and for the wonderful feedback about my show. It really warms my heart. Thank you so much for that. And Nikki, the two things. One is when you started your conversation, you started off the session, you started off by saying, we're breathing, and that is something to be thankful for. And I honestly believe that the more we open ourselves to being grateful for what we have, even if it's something that we consider to be something small, we open the doors of abundance to flow to us more effortlessly. So that was the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing I wanted to add was when you were talking about how you believe that magic exists. I had goosebumps on my hands and my arms because I absolutely believe that. And one of the threads of my show is that I speak about how wonder and magic exists in family, in relationships, in different experiences and things. And that once we tune into it, we can experience it more and with higher levels of frequency and higher levels of love and magic. So you hit the proverbial bullseye with that. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's where we have to end, Mo, because you've said it all so beautifully. So thank you so much, very, very much for joining us. All the best with this beautiful next stage of your life to you and your wife.